Here with us now is Rick Plutus, co-host of It's Just Politics, Zoe Clark. Hi, Zoe.
Hi, Cindy, here in studio, not quite D.C.
Not quite Supreme Court. But yeah, so let's pivot from D.C. back to the state capitol, where lawmakers were surveyed about their support for Proposal 1.
Right. So this is, of course, the vote coming up a week from tomorrow, the vote that could possibly, if it's okayed by voters, raise the state sales tax in order to raise more than $1 billion for road repairs. And there would also be money that would go to schools.
And the Associated Press surveyed all state senators, all state reps to find out how you're going to vote come Tuesday
they
in
did.
Favor or against Prop 1. And what did we find out?
Yeah, not much. Let's see, a hat tip here to Dave Eggert at the Associated Press, who reported this story. Really nice work. And here are the numbers. Out of the entire legislature's 148 members, ready for this?
Go.
Only 31 responded to this short survey, three questions on how they were going to vote for this proposal. That is just 21% of the entire state legislature. Now, out of those 31 responses, 23 of those were Democrats.
So only 8 Republicans answered the survey.
Yes. And out of that, only 3 of those Republicans said they were supporting the measure.
Wow. And this is from Governor Snyder's own party. And this measure has been the governor's main focus since it first was put on the ballot months and months ago.
And it just goes to show, right, how politically perplexing this ballot question has become for both Democrats and for Republicans and for the biggest cheerleader of all, Governor Snyder. The governor and former legislative leaders, many of whom were term limited in this lame duck session when they created Prop 1, decided to push it to the voters, they're gone, right? So it is now just sort of Governor Snyder pushing this bad boy, pushing this baby along, and he's getting more support, it looks like right now, from Democrats and their organizational institutions, like teachers' unions and things like that, than he is necessarily from fellow Republicans.
But one might make the argument and say, look, voting is private business. Why should we make public how we're voting?
Yeah, agreed. And we've heard that. And I think some of the issues about that is the fact that lawmakers gave this to voters to vote on, right? That you can make the argument, okay, maybe a lawmaker shouldn't necessarily tell you who they're voting for. Maybe you believe that's fair, and that's totally fine. I think the issue that some people are getting at is, one, there's this line, right, that lawmakers punted by putting it to voters to decide to raise taxes.
Read any comments, you know, reader and listener comments about this story. People are hopping mad.
And so this idea then that not only were lawmakers punting it, again, a word that some are using
some
to the
do.
Voters to decide, but then that they're also unwilling to tell you, the voter, how they're going to decide. And it just goes to show how politically, as I said, perplexing and full of, for some lawmakers, worry, particularly Republicans who are hearing constituents say, hey, we don't want to raise taxes. Now, I do want to quickly note, of course, part of the reason why lawmakers had to put it to voters was because constitutionally, in order to raise the sales tax, voters do have to vote.
And Governor Snyder explained that to us.
He has, and so have a lot of lawmakers saying, look, that part of this so-called punt to you, the voter, was because this is how the Michigan Constitution works. But I think there are plenty of others who will say, yeah, but last year you couldn't come up with a deal, dear lawmakers. And the year before that. Oh, and the year before that, continuing, you still couldn't figure out anything.
Interesting response to the Associated Press survey. Zoe Clark, co-host of It's Just Politics. Always good to have you, Zoe.
Thank you, Cindy. Good to be here.